Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Inside the Comedian with me, David Reed. This week, I'll be interviewing John Luke Roberts.
Absurdist, satirist, fantasist, polygamist, iron fist, quite pissed, you get the gist, knockout whist. John Luke Roberts, welcome to Inside the Comedian.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show finally.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad.
Are you a fan of the show? Have you listened to it before?
Absolutely not.
Right. No, that's quite right. No. It's the way it should be. You're not a consumer of comedy. You are a creator.
Well, I think that to be truly original, one should try and avoid comedy entirely. I don't want to know what other people are doing.
Right.
So that I can be sure that they haven't influenced me in any way.
It's the only safe way.
But I do listen to some comedy. I do watch some comedy, but it's all my own.
Right. And how regularly would you say you listen to and watch your own comedy?
Well, daily, obviously.
Right.
And quite a large proportion of the day, I suppose. I'd say, what's that part of the day that... all night. I listen to it all night as I go
and
to bed.
Spring from your bed, rejuvenated in the morning.
Oh no, I don't like it.
No,
I don't. I don't enjoy it. It's really a bit of a toil. It's a burden. But I want to be able to, you know, put myself into my audience's shoes to relate to them, really, which is what you have to do as a comedian. So I have to listen to what I'm saying so that I know what they feel like when they're hearing it.
Right. So every single night you listen to the same 90 minutes of material you've created thus far over and over again. Mm-hmm. Right. Well.
And I feel nauseous, so I know that that's what my audience feel as well.
So next time you perform the same old... Let's use the word shit. the same old shit, you'll be able to deliver it slightly more nauseously? Or
No. If I'm nauseous, then they become forgiving. No, I've got to be something other than nauseous to keep them nauseous. But they just need to be aware that I know that they feel... nauseous.
Right, so pitiable in some sense, possibly.
Yeah,
sort of louder.
There's a resonance you can get,
right,
which is the same as the human gut. And I try to deliver all my punchlines.
It's very hard. I know what you're saying, but it's very, very hard to deliver all speech as the brown note.
Yes.
Isn't it? Because speech tends to oscillate up and down in order to create syllables, to create words, to create sentences, to keep it all of...
You want to keep the the feed lines very flighty.
Right.
Very light, very pleasant.
Yes.
So that when you hit the punchline, you can really go across that thing. So, can I give you an example?
Please do.
I have invented a lovely kind of neckerchief. It's absolutely wonderful, except for one thing. It's called a
cravat.
That works, yes. Yes, and I did shit myself,
yes,
so that's good. I was quite frightened. It might have been the proximity to your face that I am now.
I could do it further away.
It's all right. I think we got the gist.
Good
the
luck.
Cravat. Now, if we could move on to your career.
Yes, please.
When's it going to start?
Right, you're about to.
Yes.
Now, like an extraordinary number of my guests on Inside the Comedian, you went to Cambridge University. Now, what is going on at Cambridge that so many of their graduates just shun their privilege and go into sort of foolish penury? Mm. What's going on there? They just seem to be a factory for idle comics.
Yeah, they do embarrass you.
Mm.
You get very close to embarrassment a lot of the time.
Right.
They sort of load you with embarrassment.
Yes.
So that when you leave, you feel, well, I ought to do something to be embarrassed about. Because you generally, you walk in, there's these lovely big buildings, and you walk into the lovely, and you think, well, I'm not as good as this building. Look how fancy this building is. I feel tiny and not at all like a building. I feel shamed that I'm not this building. Of course, there are some buildings which go to Cambridge, and they have a lovely time.
Right, yeah. Right. They were born to go there. Really.
They were built to go there.
Built to go there, absolutely.
They were built there.
I hope they weren't born. You're quite right. That would be quite painful for one woman.
Well, but not for one building.
Not one building, no.
A building can push out a building very easily.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, but the buildings they push out are called cars.
Or conservatories.
Yes, or conservatories, yes.
Yes. Yes. But you started there. You started there, mm-hmm. and you left there. Mm-hmm. And that process led you to, for some reason, decide to become a performer of sorts. Mm-hmm. Now, your journey has been a long and windy one. You originally started in a sketch double act called Could Be Lovers, Might Be Siblings.
Yes.
Now, were those happy times?
They were. You know, me and my sister, my wife, we both loved it. Yeah. We both loved it. We worked very hard on it.
Right.
We came up with 5 minutes of material.
Good. Good start.
Was an argument. And then we decided that constituted a sketch. And we did it, I think, 6 times in our first hour-long show.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And that, so that's half an hour.
And then we did it again.
12 times.
Yes, 12 more
right.
times. Yes, 12 in total, I suppose.
12 in total.
Our mother hated it was not liked by our respective family members
right.
who were the same woman. An old woman we knew.
You both knew for the same amount of time.
Yes. Well, no. Actually, it was 2 years between us, so slightly different lengths of time.
Right.
But a woman with whom we were very familiar
yes.
thought it was absolutely wonderful and awful, depending which one she was speaking to, because she did have a better relation with my sister than me.
So that sounds fractious. That sounds fractious. Difficult.
Very difficult. Yeah.
Very difficult. So you aren't still doing that double act?
No. We can't.
Why not?
Well. It relied on confusion as to whether we were siblings or whether we were partners.
And that is now
well, the confusion
being clarified.
It was clarified, legally clarified. And we're no longer allowed to be either.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know, yes.
What a shame.
Well, in many ways, good for both of us.
So you're
terrible
for our mother. Back on the market for a sister.
I am back on the market for a sister.
Yeah. You decided to change direction ultimately, though, mm-hmm. didn't you? After Could Be Lovers, Might Be Siblings. Could Be Might Be, we used to call you.
Could Be Might Be.
You wanted to take the bull by the horns and scream it into its face, for God's sake, learn your lines.
Yes.
You're in a metaphorical sense. There was no bull in your act.
No, I mean, no.
But you decided to go back.
Well, there was when we, of course, we briefly did that supergroup, Could Be Lovers, Might Be Siblings, Are Matadors.
That's right. That's right. And that was your sister, and 12 matadors, is that right?
Yes, 12 matadors.
12 matadors, yes.
Unfortunately, very little, we didn't get much, you crave as a comedian people to watch you and people to give you attention. With 12 matadors, it was very hard to really draw the eye of the audience at all. They were definitely focusing on the matadors.
Well, they come with their own costume that's quite garish.
Very good. Well, I've got that big red...
They had the.
Well, they're not going to come without it. You try and get them to leave them at home. Bring them all
they're
the time.
They're not keen, are they?
Well, it was all we could do to get them to leave 11 of the bulls outside.
Well, they bring a bull each.
They tried. In the end, we settled for one.
I mean, that sounds prohibitively expensive as an act to try and tour. Mm. I mean, bulls. You can't. You can't tour 12 bulls in one van.
Well, no, but just...
That's going to take 12 vans, surely.
It's 12 vans, but remember, you do get the EU farming subsidies.
Right. Yes. Yes, for bull farming.
So it all levels out, really.
Right. Mm. But you decided to step out from the shadows of the Matador's capes
mm-hmm.
and find something new, didn't you?
Mm.
You decided to retrain, to go back to school.
Yes.
What did you study?
What did I study?
Yes.
Silly. I studied
not
silly.
Not where did you study?
No. I studied silly.
Silly?
On silly.
Silly on silly.
Yeah, the Silly Isles.
Yes.
There's a silly school there.
Right.
And the real silly thing is, it's not called silly because it's a school in silly. It's called silly because it's very silly.
Right, right. And is that an A-level or a GCSE? What is that?
Well, I took a baccalaureate.
An international baccalaureate.
International baccalaureate.
You were already very positive about the EU from the whole bull incident.
Yes, we'd really got a lot of cash out of that. I think we're the only people making a profit on the fringe. So, went to Scilly, went to the School of Scilly, had a brief, I had a month away, one term I had in Jersey, at the School of Jersey, so I got some warm clothes for winter there.
Good.
And then went, yes, I did it! And went to the School of Scilly and learnt Scilly. There was a Scilly man.
Yes.
He taught us Scilly things.
Yes.
We were all very Scilly, except for Kevin, who never really got on board and was terribly serious throughout. I hear he's an accountant now.
Right, he didn't make it.
He'd try and be Scilly, but he'd just come out and do sums. It was very odd. They say, come on, do show us your silliness. And he'd read a very dry piece about wheat farming in the 19th century. It sounds silly.
It does sound quite silly.
It really wasn't. It was the footnotes which ruined it.
He did the whole thing.
He did the whole thing, and he'd save the footnotes at the end of where the page would have been if he'd been a page. He didn't do endnotes. That would have made more sense.
So that would have been ending mid-sentence sometimes. That would be very frustrating.
Absolutely, yes. It was terrible.
And in no way silly.
No.
So what did you learn were the three silliest things whilst you were studying Scilly on the Isle of Scilly?
The three silliest things.
Yes.
It's easy. Scilly faces.
Right.
Which isn't every face. Scilly
no.
Faces.
No, some faces are serious.
Jelly and bums.
Right, so the silliest thing you could do is pull a face out of jelly with your bum?
Yes, or make a face out of jelly, which... You then sit on with your bum.
Pull a face whilst you poop a jelly?
Pull your face while you poop a jelly, yes.
I don't think I'd want to see a clown do that.
Well, you see, that's...
There's clearly more to it than the three silliest things.
There's really a lot more to it than that. You do need to learn... if you'd done the course, you would have got to the end and gone, I see why that's silly. I understand now that that is silly. And I'd like to watch that and remember it. Remembering's the key part. You should go. You should do the course.
Sounds like yeah.
You should do the course.
There's a lot to it.
A lot you don't know that's silly.
No.
Let me test you on silly.
Okay.
Right. Is this silly or not?
Right.
A bird in a hat.
No.
Yeah. No. Of course it's silly.
Oh, is it?
Well, you shouldn't put a hat on a bird.
I thought the bird was in the hat. I thought it was just using it as a makeshift nest. Well, see, I thought that was quite sensible.
Yeah, that's how sensible you are. You immediately go for the sensible option. The bird's wearing the hat, it's a very nice sunny day, and it's quite a warm hat.
It was a difficult one. Try me again. Another silly.
A goose.
Yes.
In a pond.
Now, if a goose was wearing a pond, that would be quite silly. Mm-hmm. It's silly.
No, it's not silly. No, it's
usual
habitat. It is.
I think I might go the way of Kevin. Give me one last one.
Honestly.
I can get a silly question.
Bicycle.
A bicycle, okay.
Riding.
Mm-hmm.
A unicycle.
Well, that's very silly.
On.
Oh.
A Tuesday.
Right.
At a funeral.
Ooh. Is that serious?
No. It's inappropriate.
Right, yeah. There's a third way. No, I should do the course.
You should do the course.
Sounds fun.
If you'd like to see Inside the Comedian recorded live, we'll be at the Edinburgh Festival from the 19th to the 23rd of August. Tickets are now on sale from pleasants.co.uk.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This study of yours in what is and isn't silly did reinvent your act, didn't it? You became something new.
I did.
I mean, it was a very visually different act. Could you explain to our audience just what sort of change?
What change I happened?
Yeah.
Well, before I went on this course, I decided to do a completely unvisual act or non-visual act, an act you couldn't see. I do the act only in the dark or to blind audiences or to audience who would be blinded at the beginning of the show. Some did opt for that third option, which was fun. That was a nice little pep up.
Right.
For the ones who didn't, they thought, well, good, I'll just put a blindfold on. But after that, I decided to be seen and to be very seen, to be as seen as possible.
As much light as possible, is that?
As much light as possible during the gig. As many bright colours as possible worn during. I wanted to be so brightly lit that we put the lights inside me. That's my act. That's what the act became.
Right.
A fairy lights I'd put underneath the skin just barely. I'd swallow a sort of a bedside lamp.
Right.
I won't tell you what I stuck up my ass.
Oh, go on.
No, I won't tell you.
Oh, you won't tell me. No, I won't tell you. So you must be quite glowing.
Really I look like a saint.
Right.
Or Jesus, you know, emitting light, a source of light.
Well, I've seen Jesus more depicted as emitting a sort of white light, whereas if you've swallowed a load of bulbs shining through your skin, presumably with your blood still flowing, you'd be quite a sort of glowing red Jesus. Mm-hmm. That sounds more like Satan.
No, there were some blue lights, there were some different lights.
Oh, right, I see.
A silly Jesus.
Oh, right. And that was popular, was it? Did that do better than your previous act?
No, but I feel more content.
Right. Did audiences change in their reactions as well to this new act?
No,
this new glowing Jesus?
They did. There was a lot more of this.
Yes.
It was very bright.
Very bright.
A lot more
that
of that.
That joke will work very well on the podcast.
Oh, yes. They'd shade their eyes with their hands.
With their hands.
Yep. They'd bring books
yes.
to the gig because, of course, they could have the words very well illuminated during it. I was very good as a reading light, and they'd chuckle. And any comic books they brought, any funny books, meant that felt like it was for me.
Right.
Yeah. Well, because of course, in a way, it was. I was illuminating it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. In many ways, the reading light is as influential as the author.
That's what I've always said.
Yes.
You know, in the canon.
Yeah.
Number one. Well, it's not T.S. Eliot, is it? It's not Charles Dickens. It's not William Shakespeare.
It's IKEA. Yeah. You're now touring the country with this new glowing act, aren't you?
Yes.
You're bringing your artistic vision to some of the most squalid basements in the country. Is touring a challenge, you think, or is it as easy as standing on a cup?
It's not. It's slightly, very slightly harder than standing on a cup.
Which looks like you're doing something, but is quite easy.
It's quite easy, yes. Well, especially if you don't care if the cup remains intact or if you're standing on the cup with both feet.
Right.
You know, if you're just willing to stand on a cup without balancing on it. Balancing on a cup, much harder.
Not that hard.
It depends on the size of the cup.
Tried it recently?
No, I haven't.
Really easy.
Should I try it with a glass?
Really don't.
Absolutely not, then.
Very different.
So I tour the country. I'm in my illuminated van.
Yes.
And people think, oh, is it the Coca-Cola van from the Christmas ads? It's not. No, it's me. Start with disappointment just before the show begins, and then move up from there.
Right. And where do you go from disappointment to...
Well, appointment, isn't it?
Appointment.
Yeah.
Interval.
And then just mints.
Mints.
Disappointment, appointment, mint. And I give them all mints.
Oh, mint.
Mint.
Mints. I thought you said mints.
No, not mints.
Mints.
No, never give an audience mints.
No, very weird.
Certainly not if they've not brought woks. If they brought something to cook the mints in, maybe.
It could be seen as some sort of medieval threat otherwise.
It definitely doesn't go down well.
No.
No, it doesn't go down
but
well,
mints.
Especially to mints.
Mints do go down well.
They love. Well, you get them at the end when you... It's always nice, isn't it, to go to a restaurant and then you get the... receipt at the what's sort of, the bill.
The bill,
and they give you a mint to say you should tip us because
we lovely gave you a free mint.
Well, this is lovely. I do like the mint.
We did give a mint. Give us £12.50, please.
It changes the memory of the whole meal because the mint takes away the flavour and the smell of the meal from your mouth.
Right.
And so you don't have to remember what it was actually like, and you can imagine it was lovely like the mint.
So you were hoping that your audiences would do this with your show.
Yes, they take a mint and they forget.
They forget.
They forget what's
I don't think that's a mint. I think that's something a bit more potent than a mint.
It's a very strong mint.
Very strong.
Yeah.
Very strong.
I didn't say it wasn't a strong mint.
Affecting memory. I think you might be drugging your audiences and then running away.
No. They're mints. They're mints. They're lovely mints. They're lovely sparkly mints. My comedy, you must realise, isn't very memorable.
Right.
So all it takes is a mint to knock it away.
That's a nice slogan to put on a T-shirt.
You know what is memorable?
What?
Horrible traumas. So I'd rather my comedy wasn't like that.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice, isn't it?
So what is next for Jaluk Bobby Roberts?
I think I'm going to change everything I do again.
Right.
I think the lights are causing me indigestion.
Right. Yeah. Well, they would.
They would.
Very
I've been
dangerous.
Warned off it. And, of course, Christmas is six months away and my mum wants them back for the tree. So
is she happy for you to just pass them in time for Christmas? Is that fine?
Well, I mean, let's hope. Let's hope. I don't want anyone to have to pull them out, if that's what you mean.
No. Certainly not whilst winding them round a pine at the same time.
Actually,
there's only one way back from that. That's all the way.
Yes. Of course, you would just have to twist the tree and then maybe they'd come out without you having to wind them manually.
Right. It depends whether you've swallowed the battery pack or not. Because presumably it's not plugged in at the wall when you're touring with your fairy lights.
No, I take the wall with me.
You take the wall with
you.
Yeah,
I take the wall.
You've not just got a sort of three-plug tail
for
the entire tour.
I take the wall.
Oh, you take the wall with you. Well, that's very sensible. So you'll have to get the wall back to your mother as well for Christmas.
Yes, she's been very cold. It's windy in Newcastle, so a lot of gusts coming through the place.
Right. Yeah. Right, well, she'll be thankful of it. So what brand new idea do you think you're going to go with next?
Gloves.
Gloves. You think they'll be big in comedy? Gloves.
I think, let's give it a go. But gloves on everything.
Okay.
Gloves on my hands.
Yes.
Gloves on my feet.
Yes.
Gloves on my ears. And work from there.
I can see it working. I can see you getting a show like Saturday Takeaway or something, where it's just sort of glove themed.
Yeah. Yeah. You glove it. We call it that. We can have guests who are all related to it, like Donald Glover. Or
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover.
Other Glovers.
Their families, I suppose.
Yes.
I've always wondered what they're up to. You never get told. And hopefully everyone would like it.
Right.
Or at least pay to see it.
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't
yes.
it?
That yes.
That would be nice.
It's not, I mean, I must say, I haven't tapped into the popular psyche.
Right.
But I'm hoping Gloves might be it.
Well, do you think that absurdism, which is sort of your bag, I suppose. Do you think it can survive the move to television, or does it just die as soon as you repot it?
Well, it's not funny on stage.
Right.
So maybe it will be on television.
On television. Mm. Well, that's a lovely dream. That's a lovely dream to make everyone sit through.
Thank you.
I've asked the internet for some any questions that people might want to ask you. So I've got a few of choice ones here. At Unlikely Clove Incident says, how many pegs do you own? I've got loads, different colours, shapes and sizes, way too many, if anything. It is an illness. Interesting.
I don't.
You don't have any pegs?
I don't have any pegs, and yes, I'd like some if he's offering.
He doesn't say. He doesn't say. It's just account. His account ends there.
My clothes are very wet.
Right. Right. No drying capabilities.
No,
at
I haven't
all.
Been able to. I just keep dropping them on the floor. Wash them. Drop them on the floor. Think, God, I really love some pegs.
It's an endless cycle, isn't it? Drop them in the mud. Wash them again. Drop them on the floor. Get some pegs, man.
Get some
for
pegs.
God's sake. I'll buy you a peg.
Thank you.
Good. At Fluid in My Lung 9 writes, will you sign my son?
No.
Right, that's probably fair.
Yep.
The police will be involved. And at Haley 35915, no, sorry, at Haley 358159 writes, why do you even bother? Oh, that's nice. So I guess she's asking about your motivation.
Is it nice? Yes, I suppose that's nice.
Yeah.
Yes, why do I even bother?
Yes.
Well, I want to bring a little bit of joy into the world? That's what. That's a lovely question. Yeah. Actually. That's lovely, yes.
Yeah.
I want to bring a little bit of light into people's lives, make them look at the world a little bit differently, just bring a little glow to their day. Thank you. What did you say? I'd love to send her a thank you note.
Okay, well, it's at Hayley358159.
Great, I'll send her a little note.
I don't think that's a Russian bot.
You don't think that's a Russian bot?
But it might be.
Okay, good.
Jean-Luc Roberts, thank you for letting us inside you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Jean-Luc Roberts.
Thank you for listening to Inside the Comedian with me, your host, David Reed. If you've enjoyed the show, then please help us spread the word by liking, subscribing, or writing us a glowing review.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.